Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and yes, it's Girl Scout cookie time, that wonderful time of the year when Thin Mints, Tagalongs, Do-Si-Dos, and Samoas are available, well, available to those of you with connections. They generate $714 million in annual revenue, and that number is on the rise. No slowdown in the Girl Scout cookie sector, apparently. The largest girl-led business in the country, show me your working papers, and the selling of these scarce commodities is meant to teach girls about business and confidence, they say. The Girl Scouts have even started something called Cookie College to teach the business and marketing strategies that have made the cookies so profitable. Like this year, their strategy is to sell just the six most popular kinds and do away with the rest. So right now, we want all you former Girl Scouts, Daisies and Brownies too, to call us up and tell us what you learned about business or anything else by having to sell those cookies. 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. Or perhaps any parent of a current Girl Scout, what do you think this annual sale is teaching your daughter? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And you can also talk a little in general about what you see as the role of the Girl Scouts in your kid's life. It's frankly not an organization that has a lot of pervasiveness in the New York metro area, I don't think. So how do you think being a Girl Scout in New York is different from being a Girl Scout anywhere else? 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. By the way, I said on our Facebook page, some people are kind of hating on this thing. Jane wrote, what did I learn about selling Girl Scout cookies? I learned all about nepotism and that you couldn't possibly compete with scouts whose parents worked in large offices. They would bring in thrice the amount of orders as those of us who are actually working for sales. Melissa wrote, ha, the more you sell, the more you are praised, just like real life. The Girl Scout that sold the most cookies in my troop each and every year ended up the valedictorian of my high school. Coincidence? Beverly in Washington Heights, you're on WNYC. Hi, Beverly.
Hi. Yes, I had to laugh. I was so tickled because I'm 71. I have a granddaughter, and I'm one of the best Girl Scout cookie sellers ever in life.
It taught me how to be
a good salesperson. I sold at Bloomingdale's to the point where I was invited to go to Paris to work in couture shops. It really, really gave me confidence.
Did you have a technique?
Well, I actually, luckily I was always a big talk. I was a good speller in grade school in Harlem when I was a kid. One of the best spellers ever, but always confident because I was tall. I think that helped me a bit. But I was a Girl Scout, oh my God, and also I played in the Girl Scout Drum and Bugle Corps, playing the snare drum down Fifth Avenue in parades.
Wow.
So it was just a wonderful experience, and I just wish I could give this to my granddaughter. My kids became something else in a Drum and Bugle Corps as well, but not in the Girl Scouts.
Yes. Beverly, thank you so much for starting us off. By the way, Nancy, more earnestly than some of the other people posting on our Facebook, oh, they were earnest, they were just negative, on our Facebook page, learned how to approach strangers, overcome shyness, like Beverly, work together. That's when parents back off and actually let the kids sell. Julie in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Julie.
Hi, good morning. I grew up in a Midwestern university town, and my mother was a great natural marketer. She would take me, I would sell in the neighborhood, of course, but the big sales came from going to the fraternities. She would drive me to the fraternity houses, and I would go up on the porch in my cute Girl Scout or Brownie uniform, and some guy would come to the door, and he'd say, guys, there's a Girl Scout down here, and they would clean me out. And I went from fraternity to fraternity. Of course, it did not pay to go to the sororities. I tried the sororities.
Really? Why? The college men were suckers for you, but the girls
totally.
Were like, oh, yeah,
it
another
wasn't
one.
That the girls didn't like the Girl Scout. They were all on diets, as my mother said.
It was what? What did your mother say?
They were all on diet.
Oh, yeah. College girls don't eat. Right.
So they wouldn't
binge and purge.
What lesson we learned from this, and I would say it's targeted marketing. You go to the consumer.
So.
You go to the best consumers directly.
I don't know if I'd want to take my 9-year-old girl to peek inside what's going on in a frat house.
Well, I never went past the front door. I can tell you that, and I would recommend that definitely.
Targeted marketing, Rose. Thank you very much, Tom in Comac. You're on WNYC. You're Cookie Dad.
Yes, thank you, Brian. It's a pleasure.
Thank you.
I've been a Cookie Dad for about 10 years. This is the first year I haven't been a Cookie Dad. My daughter turned 17, and with a job and other activities, she sort of gave up on the Girl Scouts. But it was always a great pleasure. She started as a daisy, which is kindergarten, I believe, or pre-kindergarten even. Mm-hmm. And we would set up a little matrix, and we would sell cases and cases, maybe 50 or 60 cases a year. And by the time she was 12 years old, she learned how to do the matrix herself. And she really, right now, she works at a store, too, and she likes retailing because of that. And even though she's going on to college next year, she always thought that the cookie sales were always the biggest part. And she always took it on as her responsibility since I was the cookie dad. And I sort of look like Grizzly Adams, so everyone's like, you're the cookie mom? You know?
And what about, was that the biggest thing that she got from being in the Girl Scouts on Long Island?
No, not at all. She really got, it was really enriched her life, and it enriched my life, too. She had a great den mother, the same den mother, and they've become good friends. She's like a second mother to my daughter.
Teaching her what? General confidence, civic spirit, that kind of thing?
Yeah, it was all types of camping. The den mother was is a very involved and environmentalist, and she runs a little county park out there, and she would take the kids out and really teach them a lot about the environment. Mm-hmm. Camping out was a big thing, and the girls are still very good friends to this day. So they've known each other from daisies. Mm-hmm. And a few have come
and gone, but it was.
I would highly recommend it to any parent. It was wonderful for the kids. I also did the boys, the Cub Scouts, too, and I can tell you bad stories about that. We had to do our own fundraising about cheesecakes, and every year we had to come up with something like that. But
you can't compete.
I'll save that for the Boy Scouts.
I guess so. You can't compete with the Thin Mints. All right, Tom, Grizzly Adams, Cookie Dad in Comac. Thank you very much. Karen in Maplewood, you're on WNYC. Hey, Karen.
Oh, hi. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I had a wonderful experience as a Girl Scout growing up near Princeton, New Jersey. Had great troop leaders. We raised money by making a map of our township and selling it for a dollar. And from that, we were able to go out west and stay on a ranch for 2 weeks and ride horses and have a really wonderful outdoor experience. I had great role models, great for women, you know, growing up in that environment, camping. And I have a niece and a friend, neighbor, who sell Girl Scout cookies still, but they also sell magazine subscriptions. I think a dollar goes to the Girl Scouts, so I hope it's stayed up with the times as an association.
So what do you say to these cynics on our site? Like Jane, who wrote, I learned all about nepotism, and you couldn't possibly compete with scouts whose parents worked in large offices or things like that.
I don't know. I didn't have that experience. I'm 53, and when I was coming up, I didn't have that experience. Perhaps you always would get someone who would be in it more for the ego, but I think the women, my mother was a den mother and Boy Scouts, too, and I know that was a very rich experience for my brother. And
what about larger lessons from having been in the Girl Scouts? How did it enrich your adulthood? Or set you up, if it did?
Yeah, I don't know. I went on to an all-women's art school and had really great role models in that as well. But, you know, I remember also I was the first Trenton Times girl paper deliverer for the Trenton Times.
Mm-hmm.
And I got a little brownie camera, sort of ironic because a brownie is a stage in Girl Scouts. But anyway, I remember that as being a great experience, getting up at 5 in the morning and folding my Trenton Times.
So there's a little girls can do anything that you get from it.
Exactly. Yeah. It was one of the many positive experiences as a girl. So
all right.
To the cynics, I don't know. Everybody has a different experience.
Karen, thank you.
Stay positive.
You go.
Well, thank you.
And Dana in Brooklyn, you're on WNYC. Hi, Dana.
Hi, Brian. How are you?
Okay,
so good
you.
To finally speak with you.
Thanks for calling.
I had a cousin, Clark, who was a Girl Scout, and she was always losing you know, it was kind of like a competition, and she never got the, you know, the accolades of having the most sold cookies. So she came home one day, and she was really, really sad. And I said, well, what's wrong? She said, oh, such and such got Cookie Girl of the Year or whatever. And I was determined to go ahead and get, you know, her to be Cookie Girl of the Year for the next year. So my friend was dating an NFL football player.
Ooh.
And I gave her order sheet, and she gave it to her boyfriend, who was the football player, and went ahead and distributed it around to all his teammates.
The ultimate, if the frat house was a good market, then how bad a market could, what was it? Did you tell our screener?
The Detroit Lions. The NFL team, of course, they could eat that now because they weren't playing. But around this time, they weren't in playoffs or getting ready for a Super Bowl, but they would order up a bunch of cookies, and she eventually got all these cookies, and her mother said, okay, Dana, enough.
Yeah. Well, I guess,
I can't pick up all these cookies.
I guess if you're maintaining your 350-pound waist to be a linesman, you know, you can devour a few boxes of Girl Scout cookies. Dana, thank you very much, and that's where we have to leave it. Girl Scout cookies. From 1917, Girl Scouts themselves started in 1912, to the present, and apparently still going strong. Lisa Allison, Jody Avergan, and Paige Cowett produced this program with Alan Smith and Alana Casanova-Burgess. We had intern help today from Theo Branham and Jonathan Kalstein. It's a freecountry.org editor, Anna Sale. Our senior producer is Megan Ryan. That's Debbie Fountain at the audio controls. Tomorrow, we begin a four-part series with the chairman of the Financial Crisis Inquiry Commission, Phil Angelides, who's going to come on with us all month. Part one is the shadow banking system, still a threat. Talk to you tomorrow. I'm Brian Lehrer.